Today we are continuing in our Ten Commandments, the big commandments. They're not small. They are meaningful. They're purposeful to us. And today we'll be looking at the fifth commandment. And my title would be, for it would be to mom and dad with love. We're again looking at them. Let's do a quick review of the four commandments. The first four are about our vertical relationship with God. And the following six are about our horizontal relationships with one another. The first one being this one: no other gods. Second, no idols. Third, do not misuse God's name. I know our young people were out that week and having their young people meeting, but young people, let's stand and be careful not to abuse or misuse the name of our God to represent His name well. Amen? All the youth said. I heard some older youth. Fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day. Church, we talked about it last week. I'm glad you're here this week. I'm glad that you're honoring the Lord and giving Him your time. And today, number five. Fourth commandment, Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. It's just one verse today. In fact, for the next few weeks, they get real short. There's just one verse, but here's verse 12. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Heavenly Father, again, we are appreciative of your word. We do not take it for granted. It is life-giving. It is powerful. And so, Lord, we pray that it will come and do surgery in our lives. Lord, that will touch our hearts and change us into the image of your Son. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. There's a story about a mother who has scrimped. She has saved for all of her life to put her son through college. And now she was sitting at her son's college graduation, and she watched as he got up and he walked across the platform and received his degree with honors. And then he proceeded all down the aisle, and as he was walking back, instead of turning into the designated row, he kept walking down the aisle until he approached where his mother was seated. And the young man threw his arms around his mother and kissed her on the cheek. And then he placed his diploma in her hand and said, "Here, mother, you earned it." It's a great example of the fifth commandment. There's parents who do a lot to pay for their kids to accomplish things in life. And this commandment is about teaching children that they should have great respect for their parents. But we have to face what we face in our society. There are far too many children who do not hold their parents in high regard today. There are TV shows with parents in them, and they have not aided the cause in respecting adults. There are many times the parents in these TV shows have been portrayed in a negative way as dumb and incompetent. They're depicted as though they are powerless over the control of their own children's lives. Does any TV shows come to mind? Just a few. Just a lot. We're not in the days of Leave It to Beaver anymore. For some people, far too often, mom and dad are seen as obstacles to overcome or get past rather than the wise people that they are to be followed and emulated. Here's a thought about fathers back in the 1900s and fathers today. It was said that in 1900, if a father put a roof over his family's head, he was a success. Today, it takes a roof, a deck, a pool, and a four-car garage. In 1900, fathers would take their children and gently wake them in the morning and say, "Wake up, it's time for school." Today, kids wake their fathers up violently at 4 a.m. and say, "Wake up, it's time for hockey practice." Some of you know what I'm talking about. In 1900, a Happy Meal was when father shared funny stories around the table. And today, a Happy Meal is when dad buys the kid a meal from McDonald's. In 1900s, when fathers, this is interesting, entered a room, children often rose to attention. That's what would happen. Today, kids kind of glance up, grunt, say, "Dad, you're invading my space." In 1900, fathers would threaten their daughters' suitors with shotguns. Today, fathers break the ice by saying, "So how long have you had that earring?" Things have changed. In 1900, fathers were never truly appreciated. In 2012, fathers are never truly appreciated. It goes for moms as well. I really don't believe children probably honor their fathers and mothers like they should. And that's why God gave the commandment. He knew we would fail at this. And so he wrote down a reminder for us, but along with it, and I'll talk about it later, he gave a promise. In reality, the fifth commandment, I believe God lays down a life principle that will determine how every other relationship in your life will turn out. I'm going to say that again. In this fifth commandment, I believe it is a life principle that will determine how every other relationship in your life will turn out. I believe this commandment is so important, and it teaches us the basis of respect, honor, and appreciation for those over us. I have the privilege of having six children. Andrew is my 21-year-old. He's a music pastor at Sterling Heights Freedom Christian, and that's where he's serving. Anissa is my 19-year-old. She is in Lakeland, Florida, attending Southeastern University, where my wife and I are alumni. Ashlyn is 17. And then I have Andrea, who is 15. She's upstairs serving today. Autumn, who is 13. And Addison, who is 11. And I've been blessed, church. But by the way, if you've ever seen them mess up, I apologize. In fact, this morning, I found that my kids took a costume that was in my office. I won't tell you why I have the costume, but I have a monkey costume in my office. My youngest son proceeds to put it on with the knowledge of the older kids and encouragement of them. And before the first service, he is in the sanctuary, crawling underneath the pews and running around in this costume. Forgive me. But Tammy and I have been so blessed by our kids. And I believe that the family is the foundational institution of our society. It's not our government. It's not our school system. It's not even the church. Though I think the church can aid in helping the family, it's not the foundation. The family is the foundation. There is no nation, there is no community of people that is stronger than their structure of their family. You've heard it said, so goes the home, so goes the nation. In our home, God has established an order that is very important for us. Let me talk to you a moment about it. Paul talks to us in Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6, and we find this order spelled out for us. Let me read from Ephesians chapter 5 from the Message. It says this: out of respect for Christ, be courteously reverent to one another. Amen? That's how we're to live. Verse 22, wives, understand. That part is really hard when you add it to the next part. Understand your husbands. Understand and support your husbands in ways that show your support for Christ. The husband provides leadership to his wife the way Christ does to the church, not by domineering, but by cherishing. So just as the church submits to Christ as he exercises such leadership, wives should likewise submit to their husbands. Husbands, go all out in your love for your wives, exactly as Christ did for the church, a love marked by giving, not getting. Christ's love makes the church whole. His words evoke her beauty. Everything he does and says is designed to bring the best out of her. Paul goes on in Ephesians chapter 6 and says, children, do what your parents tell you. This is only right. Honor your father and mother. It is the first commandment that has a promise attached to it, namely, so you will live well and have a long life. Fathers, don't exasperate your children by coming down hard on them. Take them by the hand and lead them in the way of the Master. Paul is writing to the church, and he is laying down the foundation for the family as God has designed it for us. But I know there's a lot of homes that are filled with pain and sorrow and hurt today because we have forgotten about the fifth commandment. We've not applied it. We have not honored our mothers and our fathers. Our lives have to start with honoring mom and dad, and then it flows through to others. Romans 12 tells us how it's to flow to others. Listen to verses 9 and 10 of chapter 12. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong and hold tightly to what is good. Listen to verse 10. Love each other with genuine affection. And do what? And take delight in honoring each other. You see, we should honor one another. This commandment, number 5, is a bridge commandment between the laws related to God and the laws that are related to how we treat our fellow man. And God says, let me begin with the family. You see, when we're out of step with our family, we will be out of step with God and with our fellow man. It is in parental relationship that we first learn how to submit to the Lord. It's then we submit to Him because we're submitting to His Word. And then we learn how to serve others. This morning, as we take a few minutes and we look at this verse and we see what it teaches, we will find instruction here, not just for children, but also for us as parents. Let's go with number 1, though. Children, live to honor. Live in such a way that you bring honor to your parents. This verse makes it plain that parents are to be held in high regard by their children. Notice Ephesians 6:2 when it repeats it, honor your father and mother. Honor here, the word is to hold as valuable. Children are to respect and account valuable their parents. Children, listen to me this morning. Parents are not just two old people who are out to ruin your fun. They have been placed in your life by the sovereign will of God Almighty. And they are your overseers until you reach maturity. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure that 18 is reaching maturity. I know government says that, but I think everybody has their own place where they find it. How many have reached maturity? I'm not putting my hand up. I want to be candid with you this morning, though. It is discouraging to me and it is alarming when we see children or we see young people disrespecting their parents. Why? Because I know it spells out trouble for the future. In fact, to be disrespectful is a sign of deep sinfulness. Why? Because it breaks the law of God. It is a sin to disrespect them. And there's absolutely no excuse for one's behavior to be that of attacking or disrespecting or dishonoring one's parents. To do it, children, I'm telling you, and remember when I say children today, all of us are children. It is a sign of arrogance. It is a sign of ignorance and immaturity. All of us as children need to respect our parents. And also we need to regard their experience as valid to our lives. I know that children grow up, it's natural, and they should, and it's normal for them to leave the parents' home. But how many parents would say amen to that? No, not too loud, though. But Genesis 2:24 reminds us of that. It says, that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Now, even though we leave our parents, and we may even leave their authority, we are still to respect them and honor them as our parents. We should never forget the sacrifices that they have made to bring us into the world and to nurture us. We have to remember the long nights that they spent when we were sick by our bedside, the many hours they worked to provide food and shelter and clothing. We should remember the love that they dispensed to us when there was so little in return at times. And even though we're out from under their authority, we still owe them our respect, and we should regard the wisdom they have. Jesus was a great example of this. As a 12-year-old boy, he submitted to his parents. If you remember the story, they were in Jerusalem, and the parents left, and Jesus got left. In fact, 3 days later, they returned when they realized Jesus wasn't with them. I don't know what he did for food and all of that, but he figured it out, I guess. But they found him when they returned in the temple. He was teaching, and everyone's amazed. And mom and dad pulled him aside. And they said, "Where have you been?" And he says, "Didn't you know I had to be about my father's business?" But here's what mom and dad said. "Get in the caravan." Not the car. But they said, "You need to go." And listen to Luke 2, verse 51. "Then he returned to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them." I think that is a prime example. It is a great example. Because he could have said, "Well, my time," but his time had not come. And he obeyed his parents. And then I want you to hear him as he gives his life on the cross. He is dying for the sins of the world. Isn't that enough? But he honors his mother in some of his dying words. This is what he says in John 19:27 to the disciple John. He says, "Then he said to the disciple, 'Behold your mother.' And from that hour that disciple took her into his own home." He honored his mother, even in his dying breath, to say, "Take care of her." Now, there are children who are still at home, and I want to speak to you as young people this day about parental advice. I know there's a lot of young people who simply want to refuse to hear what their parents are telling them. But young people, you would do well to remember that your parents speak from experience. They speak from experience that's been gained through tough times in their lives. And their warnings are given to you to help to be a guide to you, to get you down the right path, to steer you past obstacles so you can be protected. Experience is far wiser than your ignorance. In fact, it's an ignorant child that refuses counsel. In fact, Proverbs 13:1 says, it says that a wise child accepts a parent's discipline. Proverbs 6 tells us this from 20 to 23. "My son, obey your father's commands and don't neglect your mother's instruction. Keep their words always in your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you walk, their counsel will lead you. When you sleep, they will protect you. When you wake up, they will advise you. For their command is a lamp and their instruction a light. Their corrective discipline is the way to life." Children, listen to your parents. It's always amazed me, though, how the attitude of children change toward parents as they get older. As teenagers begin to mature, they begin to recognize mom and dad knew a lot more than they gave them credit for. Mark Twain puts it this way. He says, "When I was 14 years old, my father was so ignorant, I hated to have the old man around. But when I was 21 years old, I was astonished to see how much my father had learned in only 7 years. Many times, young people come to realize with deep regret that they messed up years later. If they only would have followed the counsel of their parents, they could have avoided a lot of heartache for both themselves and the family. So children, live to honor. Live to honor. My second point from this commandment this morning is this. Number two, parents, live to be honored. While commandment 5 probably primarily speaks to the actions of the children, it can speak to us as parents. Children have a difficult time respecting a parent who hasn't lived a life worthy of honor. I want to share with you 3 ways that I believe we can earn the respect of our children. First, we can gain respect as parents by our faithfulness. Parents need to remember that children do respect a life that is lived faithfully. Let's face it, many parents want their kids to do the right thing, right? Why? Because it makes them look good. The flip side of the coin is that parents become devastated when their children don't turn out like they had planned. Listen, a parent's duty to their children is to love them and unconditionally and be faithful and care for their needs. And kids respond to that kind of love. And parents, your faithfulness to the Lord will also be noticed by your children. Listen, well, when you as parents live as though the Lord and His work and His worship and His house are optional to your life, your children grow up to believe it's optional to their life. That's why it's important to be faithful to the Lord, not only at church, but every day of the week. Don't expect your children to be faithful and dedicated and great Christians if you are not one yourself. Now, I know that sounds like a tough statement, and it is. But parents, we cannot say one thing and live another. At times I'm afraid, and I put this statement up for you this morning, that what we do speaks so loudly that our kids can't hear what we are saying. You need to read that again? We need to live faithfully to God and then faithfully for our children. A second way we can earn respect is by our frankness. Listen, parents, you earn honor from your children when you invest and you speak into their lives. It may not come right away, but church, I'm telling you, you need to be frank with them. Now, I know it can be a little tricky because there are parents that feel their kids, they don't want me to speak to them. But I'm telling you, start at an early age. And if you haven't, start now. We love our children. And our children need to hear from us. We need to be truthful with them. We need to be honest with them. And we need to show them the right way. Our children need our time. They need our patience. They need our encouragement. But they need us to communicate to them. Frankness is defined as this: honest and straightforward in speech and attitude. Honest and straightforward in speech and attitude. To be open and clear with them. Talk with your kids about any and everything. And what you don't know about, ask. And what you do know about, carefully share it as necessary. My dad told me many times, because as a young boy, I liked to talk. I still like to talk. But my dad would tell me, you don't have to tell everything you know. I want to be frank with my kids. Why? Because Deuteronomy 6:6-7 teaches me to do so. It says that you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly with all your heart to these commands that I'm giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home, and when you are on the road, and when you're going to bed, and when you get up. Proverbs 22:6, a famous scripture reminds us to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I'm thankful for the parents who are investing in the lives of their children and being forthright with them. Pour into your children. Continue to invest in your children, but temper your frankness so that it's not controlling. Let your children grow. Let them expand as God uses you to instruct them. And next, we need to gain honor through our forgiveness. Let me put it this way. Forgive. Forgive. I wonder if you can come up with number three. Forgive. My girl, she goes, I got it. Don't hold things against your kids. Love them as God loves them. And I know there's times they may make it hard, but we are their parents, and they will learn God's forgiveness through our forgiveness. Pour out your life in love. Pour it out in forgiveness, because you're going to need that same love and that same forgiveness at some point. I'm glad that God loves us and God forgives us. 1 Corinthians is chapter 13 is really a favorite passage of mine. But there's a particular verse, verse 5, that speaks about love and how we're to love others. This is what it says in verse 5. Love does not dishonor others. So what does love do? It honors. Love is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. And it keeps no records of wrongs. Forgive your kids. Time and time again, be faithful, but be frank, but be forgiving. The fifth commandment, though, contains more than just the command. It is attached with a great promise. It's the first commandment with a promise. Ephesians 6, 2 to 3 says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. When we simply obey the command, it comes with promise. The first is that life will go well. I don't know exactly what that means, except it'll be better than worse. Amen? And let me tell you what worse is, according to Proverbs 30, verse 17. The eye that mocks a father and despises a mother's instruction will be plucked out by ravens of the valley and eaten by vultures. That's enough to me to want to honor my mom and dad. I believe that children, though, will respect their parents. I believe they will honor them. And when they do, they will be blessed of the Lord. The second part of the promise is that if he honors, he'll have longer days upon the earth. I believe that's literal. I believe if we live and honor, we'll live blessed days and we'll live long days on this earth. I've been blessed by my parents. They were loving to me, yet they were firm with their discipline. I'm sure I probably wasn't the easiest child to raise, but all of my life I have tried to honor my parents. I want to continue to honor them by the way I live. In fact, is my desire, and I would say probably 80% of the time, if not more, I call my parents once a week. I still connect with them. And in that conversation, at least 80% of the time again, I remind them or tell them, I love you. Thank you for telling me about Jesus. Thank you for sharing with me. Thank you for providing for me and taking care of me. I honor you. It's just become a part of my life. It's what I do. The things they taught me, the words they spoke to me, the word of God that they placed in me have kept me from making tragic mistakes in my life. And I honor them for that. This morning, ushers, if you will come. This morning as I close, I have an envelope with a card in it for everyone. So they're going to come along. There's some pink ones, so guys, don't be embarrassed if you get pink. Be a man today. And grab blue, orange, or something else. Don't grab pink. Go go ahead and begin to pass them out. So I know they may come this way, so just do what you can do and figure it out. I believe it's good for us at certain times to make the Word of God tangible and personal. This morning, as you receive that card, I want you to hang on to it for a moment. Because what I'm going to ask you is I want you to take some moments, and I'm going to ask you to reflect as Pastor Matt sings a song in a moment about how much you appreciate your parents. And I know it may have been someone else who raised you. Anytime you get this large of a gathering, there are a lot of different situations that have happened in people's lives. And I know that some of you may have not had the ideal parents. I'll be honest with you, none of us had ideal parents. That's why the commandment was given. Because not only should fathers not exasperate their children, boy, if children just wouldn't exasperate the father. It's the battle. But we begin as children, and we're to honor. Maybe this morning, I don't know your situation. I don't know your upbringing. But if you don't have anyone to honor in that way, could you honor your Heavenly Father? For He has been good. I know some of you have, your parents have passed on and they're not here. I recognize that. There's all kinds of people who have gathered here today. But I'm going to ask us to write a note today to Mom and Dad with love. Maybe it was just a mom, maybe it was just a dad. I don't know your situation. But I do know the command. And the command is from God. I don't know if you've forgiven maybe what your parents have done or maybe what they didn't do and should have done. A church, some point we have to move past what they did and I come to God's word and I do what I'm supposed to do. And now you say, well, I don't know how. Why don't we start by just honoring the command? I want you to reflect. I want you to take this. And you may say, well, it seems like a long time to do this, but he's going to sing just a verse and a chorus. And he's going to sing about God and worship. But I want you to take the card and I want you to reflect. Hold it in your hand. Reflect about what they mean to you, not about what they don't mean, but what they do mean. For every one of you were given life. And because you were given life, and today you've gathered in this place, you have found out about Jesus Christ. Oh, it may have not been them, but they gave you life. And I have something to appreciate and honor them for. So